ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A delegation of Australian MPs has been urged to work with Taiwan against what's described as authoritarian expansionism in a series of high-level meetings held on the contested island this week. The comments were made by Taiwan's outgoing president, Tsai Ing-wen, and come amid suggestions that Australian submarines could help deter China from an attack on the territory. Beijing refuses to budge from its view that Taiwan will be incorporated into the mainland by force, if necessary. That's alarmed some global onlookers who fear it could become the trigger for a major regional conflict. Andrew Wallace is the LNP member for the electorate of Fisher and is co-lead of a cross-party delegation to Taiwan and joins us now. Andrew Wallace, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
You've met a range of leaders in Taiwan, as we've heard, including the outgoing president. What was the outgoing president's message to the delegation?
Well, the outgoing message was essentially that Australia and Taiwan enjoy a very close relationship from a trade perspective. They're our seventh largest trading partner in 22-23. The two-way trade was some $41.5 billion a year. So they're a very important trading partner. We discussed, obviously, security issues, people-to-people links. There are a lot of consistencies between our two economies. We have similar-sized populations. Australia's 27 million, Taiwan's 23 million, although very different pressures on each of our economies, and not the least of which is the security implications and what they're dealing with here.
What did the outgoing president and other Taiwan officials, how did they articulate to you what their expectations are of Australia from a strategic and defence point of view if there were a regional conflict?
Well, I think it's really important, firstly, to set the scene of how important the relationship is between Taiwan and Australia. And I think that was demonstrated and has been demonstrated for the week that we've been here. You know, you mentioned that we met with the outgoing president, Tsai Ing-wen. We've met with the Secretary General of the National Security Council. We've met with the Minister for Foreign Affairs and the economics minister. So we've had very, very high-level meetings. And what that tells me is that Taiwan holds the relationship with Australia with absolute importance. So I think that's a very, very good thing to point out at the first instance. Now, from a security perspective, clearly Taiwan is it has been threatened in many respects by the People's Republic of China. But what our message has been, and this is a bipartisan message, is that whether it's the coalition or whether it's Labor, we both at a bipartisan level support the status quo. We don't support any suggestion of unilateral declaration of independence. We don't support any forced takeover by mainland China of Taiwan. What we do support is the maintenance of the status quo.
Top United States official Kurt Campbell has suggested earlier this month that submarines delivered to Australia as part of the AUKUS pact could help deter an attack on Taiwan. How much has AUKUS and that agreement come up in your discussions with Taiwanese officials?
Quite a lot. We met with the defence minister just about every minister that we have spoken to has commented on the importance of AUKUS. We've been at pains to point out that AUKUS is much more than just the provision or exchange of nuclear propulsion technology. There's a lot more to it than that. There seems to be a little bit of a misunderstanding in relation to AUKUS over here that it's almost like a NATO pact, a military pact, which of course it's not. It's an agreement to exchange technology between Australia, US and the UK. And maybe some other countries like Japan in the future. But it's not a military pact, it's not a military alliance. But that said, the exchange of nuclear propulsion technology to Australia is the first time this has happened since the 1950s with any country outside of the US and the UK. So it's very significant, and it will provide the Royal Australian Navy with significant capability that very few navies in the world have. And Australia is unapologetic that this will provide us with a greater deterrence. Now, it's not just an issue of deterrence in relation to China-Taiwan relations. It's in fact, these submarines won't be arriving until, into the 2040s. So the 2030s and 2040s. So, it's unlikely to have any impact on any threats from Taiwan to China from China to Taiwan in the foreseeable future.
So did any of the Taiwanese officials, did they express an expectation that Australia would use these subs to step in and help protect Taiwan?
Well, I think what's important to recognise is that with these submarines, when we do get them, that as the same with whether it's F-35 strike fighters or any pieces of equipment that is operated by the Australian military, they will be under the control of the Australian government, the Australian military. We are a sovereign country in Australia, and the government of the day, whoever the government of the day might be, if and when conflict ever happens, and certainly we no one wants conflict, whether in the Taiwan Strait or anywhere else, but ultimately it's the Australian government of the day that decides where and when Australian assets will be used. So I don't agree with Kurt Campbell's assessment insofar as that there's some sort of implication that submarines might be used at the behest of the US government, if that's what he was getting at, because ultimately it's the Australian government that decide that.
I'm interested, though, because twice I've asked the question whether that expectation was expressed by the Taiwanese, was it?
No, Taiwan is the Taiwanese government, the Taiwanese people are incredibly respectful. And there was never any expectation or implication that Australia would leap to the defence of Taiwan. Now, that said, it's a very important relationship, and obviously those decisions, and please God, it will never happen. No one wants a conflict with China, but that will ultimately be a decision for the Australian government of the day at the time.
Andrew Wallace, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sally.
It's Andrew Wallace there, LNP member for the federal electorate of Fisher. He's the co-leader of a parliamentary delegation to Taiwan this week. And as we've heard, members of that delegation have met with high-level officials in Taiwan.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.